Friends, we have been invited here today to share with Jason and Krista a most important moment in their lives. In the time they've been together, their love and understanding of each other has grown and matured. Now they have decided to live their lives together as husband and wife, as they promise to face the future together, accepting whatever may lie ahead. Who brings Kristen to stand beside Jacob?
Her mother and I.
Nothing is easier than saying words, and nothing harder than living them day by day. What you promise today must be renewed and redecided tomorrow. At the end of this ceremony, legally, you will be man and wife. But you still must decide each day before you that you want to be married. Jason and Kristen, real love is something beyond the warmth, glow, and excitement of romance. It is caring as much about the welfare and happiness of your marriage partner as about your own. Real love is not total absorption in each other. It is looking outward in the same direction, together. Love makes burdens lighter because you divide them. It makes joys more intense because you share them. It makes you stronger so you can reach out and become involved with life in ways you dared not risk alone. I say to our families here, dear family members, are you willing now and always to support and strengthen this marriage by upholding both Jason and Kristen with your love and concern? Jason, will you take Kristen to be your wife? Will you love and respect her? Will you be honest with her always? Will you stand by her through whatever may come? Will you make whatever adjustments are necessary so that you can genuinely share your life with her? Kristen, will you take Jason to be your husband? Will you be honest with him always? Will you stand by him through whatever may come? Will you make whatever adjustments are necessary so that you can genuinely share your life with him? And you have vowed to be fine.
First, I must tell you, I know I'm always bad, but I never knew how much I love you. You've given a beautiful baby girl, a handsome stepson, a gorgeous stepdaughter, and more happiness than I've ever had in my life. Your beauty and caring embrace have been the pinnacle of my change and desire in life. I vow to be a partner in the decisions, the pain, the pleasures, and all that will follow in our lives, if you will take me as your husband. So I ask you in front of all our friends and loved ones, Kristen, to be my wife and build life with you. For all that God and faith have found.
Of course. Okay, I promise to be the biggest pain in the butt ever. Okay. But I'm not going to do it on purpose. Ever. Okay. I can still remember the first time I saw you. For some reason, you looked perfect for me. And I was determined to make you mine. And now, here we are. I can't wait to share the rest of my life with you. And I promise never to make your life boring. I don't care if times are good or bad, I just want you to be there by my side. Just remember always to keep it.
Jason, what token do you give of the vows you have made?
Thank you.
Kristen, what token do you give of the vows you have made? Jason and Kristen, we have heard you promise to share your lives in marriage. We recognize and respect the covenant you have made. It is not a minister standing before you that makes your marriage real, but the honesty and sincerity of what you have said and done here before your friends and relatives in the sight of God. At this time, we welcome the Reverend Bella Jean Savino to lead us in a word of prayer.
Let us pray. O gracious and ever-living God, you have created us male and female in your image. Look mercifully upon this man and this woman who come to you seeking your blessing, and assist them with thy grace, that with true fidelity and steadfast love, they may honor and keep the promises and vows they make to Jesus Christ, our Savior, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. I'll be doing the Lord's Prayer in good sense. I have added first.
Padre nuestro que estás en los cielos, santificado sea tu nombre, venga tu reino, hágase tu voluntad en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy el pan de este día, y perdona nuestras deudas, como nosotros perdonamos nuestros deudores. Y no nos dejes caer en la tentación, sino que líbranos del malo. Amén.
Amén.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
For as much as Jason and Kristen have consented together in holy wedlock, and have witnessed the same before God and this company, by the authority committed unto me as the minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, I declare that Jason and Kristen are now husband and wife, according to the ordinance of God and the law of the state of Alaska, whom therefore God hath joined together, let no man put asunder. You may kiss the bride. And the experience of living day by day as married people is about to begin. Yes. Go forth to meet it. Gladly love life, for it will love you. May blessings of God be with you. I now present to you Mr. and Mrs. Jason Marcus.